One of the most important turning points in the Babe's life was a direct result of his being fined and suspended. Waite concludes with this story and a summation of the qualities of one of the greatest stars ever to play on the baseball diamond.
Returning to St. Louis for a moment, I was the one man in the clubhouse when Babe was fined the $5,000 because I was going to pitch that afternoon, and I had gone in there to change my shirt just prior to the leaving for the field to warm up. This is after batting practice, and Babe was late again. He came in late this particular day. Little Miller Huggins is in there, and it used to be a very remarkable thing the way that Babe and Hug would argue occasionally, because you must understand baseball law at that time. I don't know what would take place today, but they had some rather fast and hard regulations concerning fellows who did certain things. For instance, they'd get in an altercation, and Miller Huggins would say, "Well, you're a disappointment to me, Babe. Why don't you go home?" And Babe say, "Why don't you send me home?" And this would go on. "Why don't you go home? Why don't you send me home? Why don't you go home? Why don't you send me home?" You see, the point being that if Babe went home of his own accord, that was tantamount to deserting the club, for which he would be fined, would bring on an automatic fine. If he went home he was sent home at the discretion of Miller Huggins, that opened the case for rebuttal, because Babe would say, "Well, he didn't want to go home, and it wasn't justified." But they'd get in these little arguments, and Huggins would say, "Boy, I wish I was as big as you. I'd take a fall out of you." Miller Huggins was about 138. Babe weighed about 215. And then Babe would always say, "Well, I wish you were as big as me. You'd find out," and this kind of stuff. This would go on. And it sounds like there was dissension, but it wasn't really dissension. It was just those times, and this thing would take place. But in St. Louis, it was real serious. And this day, Babe came in, and he shucked his coat, and he was going to hang it in the locker. And Miller Huggins standing there, little Miller, smoking on that little pipe as he used to puff away on it, you know. And Hug said, "Babe, don't put on your uniform." Babe said, "What do you mean, don't put on your uniform?" He said, "I don't want you to put on the uniform, Babe." Babe said, "Why not?" He said, "I've had enough of it, Babe." He says, "You're fined and you're suspended." This is 1925. And Babe said, "What do you mean I'm fined and suspended?" "You're fined $5,000, Babe, and you are suspended for the balance of the season." Now, Huggins didn't do this before talking to Colonel Rupert, the owner of the Yankees, and Ed Barrow, the business manager. And he had gotten the sanction of both those officials for this procedure, which Babe didn't realize, nor did Babe know. And Babe said, "Where did Rupert hear about this? Where did I get back to Barrow?" And Huggins didn't say a word. He didn't let on that he had told him at all. And Babe was fuming. Oh, and then the argument started. And Babe, here's the great star of all time, fined $5,000, sent home. And you know, it must have cost the Yankees a pretty penny, because he was a great drawing card in every place we go. And we still had, every place we went, we still had 6 weeks of the season to play. So you can see that it not only cost the Babe $5,000, but it cost the Yankees a lot of money at the gate because he was sent home. Although I must confess that at that time the Yankees were seventh in the league that particular year, and it wasn't going to hurt their chances a great deal. But nevertheless, Babe was dispatched home. Then he said he was going up to see Landis in Chicago, and Landis would not give him an audience. And then he went back to New York. But it was a touch and go, and of course that set off a storm, you know, in all around baseball, to think that anybody had the audacity to fine the great Babe Ruth $5,000. And that was that winter. It was that winter that they had the banquet in New York City, at which Mayor Jimmy Walker made the tear-jerking address about Babe Ruth, and to say, "Babe, that you have let the little dirty-faced kid in the street down, that you have deserted your public, that you have done," and then Babe got to crying like a big kid, and then Babe got on his feet, and he said he had never done anything like this before, and he had let the kids down, and he was going to be a better boy. Well, he was better as far as Babe could get better, and he was. He afterwards became the fellow that we knew him to be.